Welcome to the Application Delivery Challenge Discussions at WebTorials. I'm Robin Leyland, a longtime analyst in the networking area. I have with me Neil Cullen. Neil is Director of Product Marketing for Application Performance Solution at Akamai. Neil has extensive experience in providing high-performance solutions for enterprise applications and application delivery and in the ADC marketplace. He is going to share his insights with us. Welcome, Neil.
Hi, Robin. Happy to be here today.
Glad to have you. And I'm really glad to have you as part of my challenge discussions because most of the vendors in the application delivery space address it with equipment. And it's always interesting to have somebody with a different perspective on the problem because Akamai takes a service approach. One of the things I find real interesting about your solution is it addresses more than just the internal network and also provides a solution for applications running over the Internet and a way to extend application delivery's benefits to business partners and customers. Can you explain some of the type of problems that you address with your service approach?
Sure thing. I think the first problem that Akamai addresses is very fundamental, that more and more applications are moving to the Internet as the application delivery platform. And there are problems with the way the Internet performs as a business platform. The Internet is very different than buying a private WAN connection from a single service provider because by nature, the Internet is a network of networks. It's made up of tens of thousands of different networks that are all supposed to work together through relationships like service provider peering. The problem is the economics where the person who buys last mile connectivity as well as the enterprise that buys bandwidth out of the data center are the only people get paid. So the rest of the networks have to carry traffic for free, which introduces a lot of performance and availability bottlenecks given the fact that your traffic needs to traverse multiple service provider networks en route to its data center. So fundamentally, the first thing that you need to do is you need to address those performance, availability, consistency, security vulnerabilities associated with the Internet itself. The second unique solution that Akamai brings with its managed services is another trend is going hand-in-hand with the use of the Internet due to its ubiquitous nature, which is that more and more applications need to be accessed by any type of user, anywhere, anytime. And that provides a lot of different challenges where not only may you need to deliver an application to an employee, but you also may need to deliver that same application to a business partner, a customer, and users that are outside of IT's direct control, where you can't put application acceleration technology. The other piece is needing to be able to deliver those applications anywhere and anytime. So when you think about global outsourcing, new revenue opportunities, people want to be able to deliver those applications fast, flexibly, anywhere in the world, anytime, without disruption.
Okay. One thing I want to make sure I understand the differences between is that, you know, several years ago, a lot of people were pushing content delivery networking. Now, how is your service different from a traditional content delivery network, or CDN? I mean, how does it work that makes it better or different or solve what problems?
A lot of people think of content delivery networks as caching. Right, one word, caching. They cache static content. They are able to deliver video, large files over the Internet to take advantage of close proximity to an end user by caching that content as close as possible to that end user to improve the response time and offload your origin. Akamai does traditional CDN services better than anybody else in the world for a variety of reasons. One is fundamental to the distributed nature of its architecture. It also has a lot of other inherent capabilities around video players and StreamOS, our publishing system, to help you monetize your digital assets. But at the same time, about 5-6 years ago, Akamai realized that the use of the Internet and the needs for CDN is evolving, where more and more websites, as well as enterprise applications by nature, are dynamic, so they might have some content that could benefit from caching, but at the same time, you need technologies that can accelerate fully dynamic content where you need to request content from that end user back to the place where the application is hosted in the data center. So Akamai has transformed beyond what a traditional CDN can provide with its Akamai's application performance solutions and dynamic site solutions. And the way it works is best describing by layers. And the first layer is really the fabric of our technology, which is called our Edge platform. What Akamai has done is it's built a massively distributed overlay of the internet by placing tens of thousands of servers at the world's internet edge. One of the stats we like to talk about is the fact that an Akamai Edge server is typically within one network hop away of over 90% of the world's internet servers, which means we're very, very close to your end users of your application anywhere in the world. The other thing on the analogy is we're also very close to the place where you're hosting your infrastructure in your data center. So now that we have this global overlay of the internet, what we can do is we can develop our own custom software inside of these servers that take advantage and optimize the inefficiencies that are associated with delivering applications over the internet. So the first layer of inefficiency starts at the routing layer. So instead of relying on non-performance-based next-hop routing decisions, what Akamai can do is it can optimize dynamically for every user the way requests are optimized and routed from that end user back to the origin and vice versa. We also have ways to be able to essentially make the effects of packet loss over these networks go away from an end user perspective. If you move up the stack and you start thinking about other layers of inefficiencies, you start thinking about transport or TCP parameter. So we get under the hood of TCP and we optimize doing things like persistent connections, other things like pipelining of data, bypassing slow start and optimizing TCP window sizes. And then we also optimize at the application layer. In the case of a web application, that would be HTTP. And when content is cacheable, we'll bring it to the edge and we'll cache it in our edge servers. Other times, we can be able to prefetch content where we'll be able to parse through applications and bring stuff to the edge just in time before the end user needs it. So the net result is we've addressed all of the internet protocol inefficiencies associated with delivering applications from an end user back to the data center so that they get good response times, good availability, as well as good scale out of their data center. We do this in a transparent way where our technology is based on DNS such that end users don't know the technology is there, they don't have to deploy anything in the client, and as an analogy, you don't have to do anything in your data center aside from help work with Akamai to be able to direct the DNS points to Akamai instead of your origin infrastructure. So fully transparent works right next to your data center, right next to where anyone needs to access an application.
Okay, so I think I understand. You've taken content delivery network and took it to the next step. You've added all the benefits of an application delivery network. But wait a second. I hear a lot of other service providers saying they're providing an application delivery service. Could you explain a little different? Like, how are you different from what they are offering?
Sure, Robin. There is a lot of announcements in the industry talking about managed application delivery services, and when you dig a little deeper and you try to understand what those managed application delivery services are, what you'll often find, you'll always find, is that they are appliance-based approaches that are offered as a managed service, and that certainly has some good attributes in the sense that you can take out some of the capital expenditures and the cost of managing appliances, but fundamentally, from an architecture approach, it's identical to an appliance-based approach just offered by a service provider. That differs fundamentally from the Akamai approach. If you take the case of a web application, Akamai is able to optimize in a bidirectional way by having servers in the cloud close to your data center, close to your end users, no appliances required, no client-side software required as a managed service. And between those servers, we actually optimize the application, but we also transform the internet itself into a predictable application delivery platform. If you take that same web application offered as another managed application delivery service, what they would typically do is deploy an application delivery controller in the data center. You wouldn't be able to have an appliance, if you will, at the other end because you simply can't put an appliance everywhere a web browser needs to be. So there are attributes and value to buying managed services. Absolutely, there's that total cost of ownership perspective, but Akamai's approach is fundamentally different in the sense that we optimize in a bidirectional way and transform the internet itself.
Okay, so if I understand it correctly, everybody else is doing basically a managed service. They'll do your application delivery controller just like you can do it. What really makes you unique is that your presence throughout the internet, and no one's going to try to replicate that on their own. So I think I understand what your key benefit is there, okay? But one of the things I found interesting is I noticed you're not saying replace the ADC in the data center. In fact, and I completely agree with this, you're saying your service is a complement to the ADC in the customer's data center. Could you explain a little bit more what you mean or why you're a complement rather than a competitor?
Sure, that's a great observation. One of the things that when you spend enough time talking to customers out in the field and learning how they're deploying application delivery hardware and application delivery services is what you'll find is more times than not, they're using the two together in a complementary way. There's a variety of reasons for that. I can give a couple of examples, but when you think about application delivery bottlenecks, the overarching reason is very simple, which is some bottlenecks are best served and optimized in the data center, and other bottlenecks are best served and optimized in the cloud. If you were to take, say, availability bottlenecks, if you put a premise-based approach in your data center, you can do things like health checking of your servers so that you can recover if a server goes down. But at the same time, if you deploy an Akamai managed service, you get availability in the cloud where you can steer away from problem points like earthquakes and cable cuts and de-peering events from service providers. That's one example for availability. Another example would be performance and scale. So when you think about application delivery controllers, one of their earliest capabilities was load balancing and being able to intelligently switch content among servers so you can get more scale out of your servers. But at the same time, if you combine that with an Akamai service, you can now pull content that's static out of the cloud, out of the data center into the cloud. And what that's going to do is it's going to give you more scale in your data center. It's going to reduce the bandwidth you need to support your application. And putting the two together will give you even more scale than you can get by itself. I talked about that kind of single-ended approach versus dual-ended approach where Akamai gives you that application acceleration technology on the other side away from the data center so that you can benefit from symmetrical optimization anywhere you need to access an application in the world. And then even if you think about things like security, certain security bottlenecks are best addressed in the cloud and others are best addressed in the data center. So when you think of things like distributed denial of service attacks or SQL injections or cross-site scripts, you want to block that attack at the edge of the network outside of your data center, and Akamai's global presence allows you to essentially have a dual perimeter where stuff that you don't want in your data center you can keep out. But at the same time, if you think about things like data leakage and vulnerabilities of letting out credit card information or social security numbers. In that case, you want that other side of the dual perimeter in your data center to make sure that things don't go out. So there's a lot of reasons that you would want to deploy Akamai services alongside application delivery hardware. A really good example would be the recent alliance that the Akamai CEO Paul Sagan recently announced with Citrix CEO. And what we did is we built the end-to-end application delivery solution for web apps, combining Akamai's web application accelerator service with the Citrix NetScaler line.
Okay, so I understand that you're a good compliment, but from some of my research, I also believe that you have some benefits go beyond the typical ADC. I mean, you've added some even extra value to your offering. Is that true?
It is true. So we talked a little bit about the complementary nature, why you would need Akamai application delivery services for outside of your data center in the cloud itself. But if I were to summarize some of those benefits that you really need to think about when you're delivering high-value applications and business processes over the Internet, the first one is transforming the Internet itself, right? You want the Internet to behave just like your really good, predictable, low latency and packet loss private WAN circuits, which Akamai can do by transforming the Internet with its optimizations and global presence. You also want to think about symmetric optimization. You get more benefits when you can put a box on both sides, and Akamai does that by being in very, very close network proximity, and usually the same network as the place that people are buying the last mile connectivity. You want to think about SLAs. So Akamai offers service level agreements for both the availability of its network as well as performance of the applications that it delivers. And then some of the other inherent benefits of our managed service approach requiring no hardware or software are quick time to value, no learning curve. It's a predictable operating expenditure, so it's not an upfront CapEx investment that you have to make. It's an operating cost. And then you think about just overall total cost of ownership, where you want to stay true to what your business does best. And with the Akamai approach, IT doesn't need to learn and manage another custom type of vendor and appliance and scripting languages. We provide turnkey solutions, visibility in our portals, and focus on getting you to market and the benefits of application acceleration without some of the headaches that are associated with it.
Well, it sounds like y'all have really thought out how to best solve this problem. And I do encourage everybody who's listening to look further into this. And Neil, I want to thank you for being part of the Application Delivery Challenge discussion. I was glad you're here today. And you can find out more information about application delivery solutions at web tutorials on the Application Delivery Challenge page. And I want to thank everybody for listening today.